The cover of a new CD by the band The Innocence Mission is a painting of a sleeping child tucked into bed holding what looks to be a stuffed rabbit. There's a slight smile on the child's face, and the rabbit's for that matter, a look of utter peace and innocence. The artwork is a good introduction to a new album of music by The Innocence Mission called Now the Day is Over. It's a collection of standard and classic songs that have been redone as lullabies. The band joins us in the studio, Karen Paris, Don Paris, and Mike Bitts. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Could I ask you, I don't want to delay anymore, could I ask you just to begin with a wonderful song? I believe it's the first one, in fact, from your album called Stay Awake.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Mr. Paris, that song's from Mary Poppins?
That song's from Mary Poppins, yes. I love that movie and that song especially.
And I think it would have the desired effect, despite the lyrics.
It's put me to sleep many times.
Karen Paris, why do an album of lullabies and songs that are unexpectedly recast as lullabies?
We were just finishing up some touring for our last record, and we just sat down on the last night of the tour and talked about what we could do next. And this just seemed like something we would really enjoy doing. These are all songs that I've sung for my kids since they were born.
A proportion of the royalties from this album are being donated to Catholic Relief Services.
Right.
At a time when they would be desperately needed, both obviously in Southeast Asia and other important concerns around the world that you wouldn't want to be overlooked.
Obviously, whatever we could contribute is just a really, you know, tiny amount in such a vast sea of need. But that was really the impetus for the idea.
Mr. Paris, are the songs in this album road-tested, sleep-tested, whatever we say?
They are road-tested, yes. They work at the Paris household for the children and the parents. A difficult time mixing the record. We would fall asleep often.
Because we would work really late at night to begin with, so it would be 1 o'clock in the morning and we'd be playing these sleepy songs. And
could I ask you to do Moon River now? Because
sure.
this is a song that certainly you wouldn't think at first blush qualifies as a lullaby, but let's hear your treatment.
Moon River,
such a lot if we're to see.
That's very nice. What made you think that song would work as a lullaby?
That was the first song that I sang to my son, too, and the song that I sang the most. It's nice as a lullaby just for the sake of the melody, but then the words are, they have a sort of longing in them, but a hope and a resolve, you know, a sense of resolution.
Mr. Parrish, the idea, though, is for parents to sing to their children.
Right.
Take a chance on their voices.
That's right. And children are forgiving, or they don't. At least in my case. Hopefully they love their parents' voice. There's something. I know I love my parents' voices.
Just to, and to hear something, words of comfort sung by one of your parents.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. What a wonderful world would be nice. I'm wondering if we could ask you to do that for our last song with you today.
That'd be great.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed days, the dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, hear babies cry and watch them grow. They learn so much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a
That's Karen Parrish singing, her husband Don Parrish playing guitar, Mike Bitts on bass. Together they are the Innocence Mission. Their new CD is called Now the Day is Over. Pleasure talking to all of you. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Scott. Thank you.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.